This episode of Behind the Video is brought to you by the Independent Media Network. The Independent Media Network helps journalists and content creators create their own jobs by building sustainable online businesses. If you're an unemployed or underemployed journalist or content creator, visit IMNCT.com for more information. Hey everybody, it's Lon Seidman. We're back with Behind the Video episode 68. If I'm talking a little softly, it's because I am in a different location because I need to be in earshot of a sleeping baby. So I'm in my kitchen. So we'll see how the next 45 minutes or so goes. And we got today Tim Street, who is back from his secret mission. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Lon. I was in New York and Orlando working on a fun project that hopefully I'll be able to talk about soon and maybe share some videos from it and talk about it a little bit. But we also have our producer, Jason.
Yes, I am back again. This time I don't have kids, so it's definitely quiet.
Ooh, that's a good thing. Yeah, because I'm quiet until she awakens. So we'll see what happens. So we're going to have a relatively short episode this week because we don't have too much news to talk about, and there's also no guests this week because we were all very busy with all other stuff. So we're just going to kind of step through some of the news. The good news is that the YouTube charts have been improved. They finally fixed them. I know Jason was happy about that, right?
Yes, very. I kept seeing the same ones over and over again every week.
Yeah, it was like Miley Cyrus twerking all the time. So, but we have some improvements, and there's some interesting stuff here. So now what they've done is if you go to the youtube.com/charts, and I'll see if I can pull it up here real quick, they have now changed it so that you get everything broken out by the most popular, but also by category now, too. So we have, like, autos and comedy and entertainment. So it's kind of a neat way to discover stuff. And it's nice because there's stuff here that I have not seen. And a lot of this stuff is, you know, things that are getting a lot of views that were discovered by others. So not a lot of the big name channels in here necessarily. So so some good stuff. The top of – well, I guess we'll start at number five and work our way back. So Farewell to Finn promo for Glee. And as you know – the character who played Finn passed away, so they I don't know how they're going to write that in, but I guess they're going to do that. So there was a little bit of a trailer there. There was also, and this is number six, it came up next in the playlist, was the Simpsons Treehouse of Horror. It was a 24 years, can you believe that? So they did their opening on YouTube also, so you can watch that as well. I Spy Panasonic. Tim, have you ever had the mailman drive over your yard?
Yes, I have. It got erased though. I had a video of it and it was awesome, but it kind of went away. It was kind of like the lower thirds on Google Hangout, but eventually you'll find them just like I did.
And we have a video running here, so apparently this mailman who had just a tiny little package to deliver decided to drive over this guy's front yard, captured on video, of course. And what do you do when the mailman drives over your yard? You put it on YouTube. Actually, it's a mailwoman. And she gets out of the car, and she doesn't even, like, put the stuff down on the porch. She just tosses it almost from the mail truck onto the guy's porch.
I like her mail uniform, too.
Yeah, it's very regulation. So I think we've got so that was number five, sorry, number three or whatever. So
that's
that was
awesome.
Kind of a neat thing. Yeah, so cameras are everywhere, folks, so don't think you can get away with it. Number three was Tiger Woods and Sammy the Squirrel. Do you have squirrels in Canada, Jason?
Yes, unfortunately. I had one raided my kitchen one year.
Oh, that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
I had flying squirrels invade my home, and that was not pleasant here in Connecticut. So, well, apparently, there was a baby squirrel, hanging out on the golf course and the PGA Tour. This is the President's Cup 2013, and somehow this got 2.2 million views. But I guess somebody rescued the squirrel because they would undoubtedly get hit by a golf ball. See, if the squirrel was on the golf course I was at, being on the fairway is not a problem because I could never get the damn ball to stay on the fairway. But apparently, this little squirrel was hanging out in some guy's pocket, and Lindsey Vonn, who's the girlfriend of Tiger Woods, took that little squirrel and placed it on Tiger's shoulder. So 2.2 million people found that interesting. Tim, this is great for the PGA Tour, right, to get this kind of publicity on your channel. This came from the PGA Tour folks.
Well, I think anytime you can have a woman who's dating Tiger Woods on video, chances are you'll get a lot of views.
And with a squirrel, nonetheless.
With or without a squirrel.
It doesn't matter. So either way, you'll do well there. And there's a great example of putting legal content up on there, because obviously people put PGA Tour stuff all the time and probably get it taken down. So that was interesting. Number two, I, Frankenstein. Are you a movie fan, Jason?
I am, but not in the Frankenstein genre.
Yes, this is like a modern retelling of Frankenstein. So I guess he's going to save the world. Machinima was the had the trailer, 1.1 million views on that one, so that was interesting. Number one was like really fascinating to me. This one's called Introducing Wildcat, and this is a this has been on YouTube before, except it wasn't operating wirelessly. And this is this creepy-looking horse-like creature that is a mechanical robot that can apparently run, like, I guess, like 16 miles per hour now on four legs.
Wow, it looks like a pit bull in a kind of like a RoboCop suit.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. Once it starts going, it's pretty remarkable, and it runs on a gas motor. And some of the reactions from people online about this thing are like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the end of the world, and da da da. I mean, you hear this thing coming a mile away. So it's running on like a little two-stroke engine, so it's just, you know. So
yeah,
I don't think there's anything to worry about just yet. But
like a little edger with dog legs.
Yeah, exactly. So if they weaponize it, maybe we should be worried about it. But that was a top video of the week, 7.7 million views. So there was an interest in galloping robots. I think somebody could start a channel doing that.
So that was 7.5 million views for one video, and then I guess the finale of Breaking Bad got 10.2 million
That's amazing.
Views.
It's incredible.
So that was TV's best show last week.
It sure was. And you know what? I think that's another, and this they've said as much, that Netflix and all of the ways to binge watch these kinds of episodic shows was really the contributing factor behind it. And I wonder, you know, I know a lot of people that haven't caught up yet, so they're not watching.
I'm one of them. You know, it's like I would have watched had I been caught up. But
so this will be the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Yeah.
For them, so pretty remarkable. And somebody else has got a lot of Jason. Why don't you set this one up here, Hugh Dipie? What happened there?
Well, he continues to keep raising his subscription numbers. He's at 14 million now, and in the past 20 days, he jumped up to a million subscribers. Tim, what do you think is his ability to grab so many subscribers?
Easy diaper change.
I would subscribe for that. That's got to be it. I don't get it. I mean, I guess he appeals to young men, right? Very young men.
And young women. I mean, he's cute and he's irreverent and you know, there's spectacle, there's a little bit of story. It's like, what is he doing? So he does create a lot of questions, and he connects emotionally on different levels. So
And there's a video game element too, right?
Yeah, and he's definitely not a one-note type video. There's quite a bit of complexity to his simplistic craziness.
And is he part of one of these YouTube multi-channel networks, or is he on his own?
I don't know if he is or not. That would be a good thing to find out. It seems like he would be Machinima, if anything.
Yeah, and I would guess that, I mean, does it help when you're a channel his size to be in? I mean, we saw what happened to
How does he say it? He goes, PewDiePie, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. That's his thing. That's exactly it. I mean, how would a multi-channel network help somebody like this who's on his way up like that?
Well, it's interesting to me. I mean, I look at multi-channel networks like My Damn Channel, where they really work with their talent and get them out at events and bring sponsors to them. I don't have much insight into what Machinima's doing. You know, I have talked with other people that had shows at Machinima, and those shows got no support at all. So it really depends. It's kind of like the people who need the help the least are the ones who get the most help, and the ones who need the most help. Hey, isn't that kind of like life right now?
I guess it is. And Maker Studios has PewDiePie, so.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I would imagine that's a really good fit for those guys. And Maker, you know, they just bought Blip. So I'm excited to see what happens with that and how Blip develops, because Maker is very aggressive and Blip's a great platform, and they've got some great folks over there like Kent Nichols, who hopefully we can get on the show in a week or two and find out more about what they're doing.
I mean, he is second only to the train wreck that is Miley Cyrus, so that is an amazing place to be, especially when you don't have the marketing muscle that Miley Cyrus has behind her. So
you know what? For all her faults, you got to give her credit for reinventing her brand.
Yes, she has done that in spades for sure. So that is pretty remarkable. And what else we got here, Jason? Chromecast? What's going on with that?
Well, to go with your issues that you've had with TV and Comcast, Chromecast is now adding Hulu Plus to its repertoire of ability to grab channels from everywhere in that is streaming on the internet.
Oh, so okay, so Hulu Plus now it works with the app now, which is it didn't do that before.
That's right. So they're continuously adding more channels onto the Chromecast, so your ability to grab stuff off the internet is a lot easier. Do you think items like Roku and the upcoming Mozilla product can catch Chromecast?
I think, you know, it's hard to say because there's so much stuff out there. It's really, I think it's getting confusing for people. And then on top of all of this, that, you know, I was just talking to some friends last night who were in the market for a television and like, oh, should we get the, you know, the smart TV? I said, well, every TV is a smart TV. So on top of all this, you know, this junk you can plug into your television, you can now, of course, have a choice of 75,000 different boxes that you can also plug into there. And I think the big thing that's going to make a difference for a lot of people is we need to make it easy for people to take whatever YouTube channel they have or something and just put it on as a button on one of these things and be able to find it as easily as you could channel surf. You know, I toured my local cable studio last week. They just moved into a new facility. They got a big state grant. You know, they're doing some nice high-end cable access stuff now. And, you know, people watch that because they can flip through the channels. You know, you don't have to hunt for it. And I think that's going to be the key, is making these things easier. And that's the one area where Chromecast has kind of a nice feature in that you can pop the app open and just toss it over to your television if you're already in that app. So that, you know, their approach is a little bit different. But one thing that I've been playing with is the Raspberry Pi. You ever hear of that, Tim?
I have heard of it. Tell us about it.
So it's a little, I have it in my other room. It's hooked up to the television at the moment. But it's a little tiny computer. It's about $30. It's made by a nonprofit foundation, and it works with XBMC, which is a open source media player, you know, network streaming, home theater television operating system thing that has been out there for a long time.
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So it does, it's hard to describe because it does so much. But basically, XBMC started as a little jailbreak thing for the original Xbox. You could hack your Xbox, install this on there, and turn your original Xbox into a kind of a home theater computer. And what they've done is they've since ported it over to just about a million platforms. And it does a lot in that you can, you know, if you were to legally rip a Blu-ray that you own onto a hard drive, you could use that instead of your Blu-ray player to play back movies, and it actually passes the digital audio over to your home theater receiver just like a Blu-ray player would. So it's really kind of neat.
Yeah, my grandmother was trying to explain it to me on how she did it, and I mean, that's the real problem is...
It is.
You know, I remember when you could just turn on your TV and watch TV.
Right.
You didn't have to download new software. You didn't have to update your software. So I think that's a big problem. We need stuff where it just works.
It does, and you know, the cable companies
don't have to. You don't have to go figure out how to do it. You plug it in, it plays.
Yeah, right, and that's how it used to be. And the problem, and that's kind of why my cable channel is still watched, because it is plug and play most of the time.
Yep.
The problem is that Comcast has and here, and I think other cable carriers now are doing the same thing, is they are encrypting everything to make you get one of their boxes, which immediately adds a layer of complexity. And my poor grandmother-in-law, she's 92. And she is having a hard time dealing with all this stuff. You know, for 50, 60, 70 years, she turned on the television and turned to the channel she wanted to watch. And now there's like all of this stuff that sits in between her and the channel she's trying to get a hold of. So anything that can simplify that process is going to be good. However, I don't know if she's ready for the Chromecast, but we'll see. I think what's going to happen, my prediction, is that Apple is going to introduce whatever the heck it is they're working on. for television. And one of the cable networks is going to go for it. In other words, offer their channel through the internet and kind of bypass the cable carrier. And I think it's going to fall very quickly after that. And I don't know if the cable industry is going to be all that upset about it, because they're paying a fortune to carry these networks now, and I think it'll be a way for them to make a lot more money just providing internet service as opposed to having to deal with all these cable channels. So,
gee, if they were smart, they'd buy a big network like NBC. Oh, wait a second. Oh, they already did that.
They did that already, right? Exactly. And Comcast owns a lot of the channels that they carry now, and I think there was definitely some planning behind that, because it is, you've seen these fights that happen, like CBS and the New York cable
sure.
network there. So that stuff is not going to go away, and it really puts these cable operators at a point where they're raising rates partly just to break even on some of this stuff. And I hate to defend them, but I think that's a real problem. So we will see as things continue, but there are ways, if you're really technically savvy and not my great grandmother, to get around them. So movies. Big weekend this weekend. So for one movie, not for most of them. Rush is in at number 5. Jason, did you see any movies this weekend?
No, did not get out at all this weekend.
Neither did I. I've been like timing 3 hours bottle feedings. But Rush came in at number 5. And just to show you like the scale of how bad the weekend box office has been, the number 5 movie made $4.5 million this weekend. Google made that much in an hour on YouTube, I think.
Yeah, but you know, that's a Ron Howard movie that he kind of independently financed. So interesting that it made it to number 5.
Yeah, and it's still like $18.2 million overall, which I'm sure must be a big disappointment to him. Because
yeah, for sure.
There was a lot of passion behind that movie. And I have a friend who's a really big Formula One fan who went and saw it. And I'm sure I haven't talked to him about it since he was going, but I'm sure it was awesome for him. So I'm hoping to see it, but maybe I'll wait for video on that. Prisoners is in at number 4, $5.7 million this weekend, $47.8 million overall. Runner, in week 1, the number 3 film, only $7.9 million in its first week. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, $60.5 million for its QM so far. I can't remember what the number was this weekend. I didn't catch that when I was putting the notes together this morning, but that was in at number 2. Number 1 is Gravity, which looks awesome. $55 million in its first weekend, and a lot of people are going to see this on the IMAX theater because it's...
That's not a bad weekend.
Yeah, it's a really good weekend, especially considering how poorly everything else did. And that's
Sandra Bullock, right?
Sandra Bullock's in it, and apparently a lot of it is kind of her alone. And I think it's getting a lot of critical praise for just her performance. And NASA was involved with it. Of course, some of my NASA geek friends are like, oh, it's not accurate, da da da. But you know, suspend your disbelief for a little bit and watch the film. So I think
that's not allowed anymore, Lon. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's right. You can't do that. It's got to be accurate to the core. But it looks pretty good to me. And I'm a space nerd. And I'm gonna go. I'm looking forward to catching that movie. So. Pretty good stuff. What else is going on in movie news, Jason?
Oh, we lost Jason.
We lost Jason. Well, I will continue until Jason returns. Disney loses a court battle over 3D movie patents. And I guess Walt Disney Studios, this is according to Hollywood Reporter, lost an appeal in a dispute that could open up questions about whether it still has the right to distribute some of its recent 3D blockbusters, as well as create new films. I guess there was a patented 2D to 3D conversion process that they were using that may not be patentable. So that's a pretty big loss to them, mainly because this is like one of those side revenue opportunities, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's just, you know, boy, it seems like a lot of trouble for not a lot of payoff.
Yeah, it really does seem like something like that. And I guess this originated with James Cameron. I guess he had started a company that developed this process. The assets got sold to one company to another, and then it ended up somehow getting into Disney's portfolio, and there was a patent sale and a whole big mess. You can read about it on the Hollywood Reporter. But, you know, it's funny. These little things that don't seem like a big deal can mean a lot of money and can impact shareholders and stock prices and stuff. So we'll have to see what happens there. Looks like Jason's computer crashed. He's going to try to get back to us in a few minutes. The other movie story this week was the Avengers Age of Ultron is teased in HD. And I guess it was a Comic-Con thing that is now online here. This is according to The Wrap. And They wanted to get us to download the Jarvis app. So just like the real Jarvis, you'll be able to interact with him using your own voice. You can create customized alarms to wake you up in the morning, download ringtones, just what you need, check the weather, post to Facebook, and more. I guess it's going to be like a little concierge for your, you know, like a Siri replacement. You can sync the app up to your Blu-ray player and unlock hidden files and suits embedded throughout the disc, which I guess is going to apply to some
sure
special
it's
edition.
It's really
thing.
Easy to set up, plug and play, ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, you just press on a button and it works.
And that's been the biggest problem with these Blu-ray players. I had one early on, and every time I wanted to watch a movie, I had to do a firmware upgrade. You know, you go to watch a movie, and 3 hours later, you're still upgrading your player. So what a nightmare. But so that was our movie news for the week. And I don't know if I have an app for the week necessarily. I think I talked about this last week, was that HD Home Run and kind of the ability to get a little bit of control over Comcast. Related to that Raspberry Pi thing I just mentioned, I can get it working now with my HD Home Run. So I can actually turn the Raspberry Pi into a cable box, which is really neat. And the really cool thing is that you can set up certain channels as like favorites, so my wife can actually use it. So I think that might be kind of a cool thing. So we'll see where that goes. And maybe we should talk a little bit, Tim, about New Media Expo that's coming up, right?
Yeah, New Media Expo. I think it's January 4th, 5th, and 6th, or 5th, 6th, and 7th. I forget. It's going to be at the Rio in Las Vegas. And I'm actually putting together a bunch of panels for the International Academy of Web Television. So our members and some affiliated speakers will be helping us out, and we'll be putting together a really great session or a track, I guess, where we're going to be talking about all the ins and outs of web video, monetizing it, creatively approaching stuff, using social media for web video. So it's going to be a really fun place and a great place to meet a lot of folks that are really doing it, that are out there making a living in this space, or at least having a hobby that pays for itself. Folks like Lon Seidman will be speaking there as well about how to do Google Hangouts and how to do a live show on Google Hangouts. And there's a couple of folks that I'm still trying to get as well, but hopefully we'll have a big announcement soon as to the whole roster of speakers that are going to be there. But it looks like it's going to be really, really good time for anyone that's interested in web video. And then the other thing is, you come to that, you also get to meet a lot of bloggers and podcasters that have been doing this for years. And so if you're interested in you know, creating your own content and monetizing that content, the New Media Expo is a great place to be. I'm trying to get Rick from New Media Expo, or Dave, the two guys that run it, to be on our show, and hopefully we can get them to talk about the different tracks that are going to be there and let you know how it goes. But it all takes place at the Rio. The weekend.
You never have to walk outside. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think I walked outside last year all of like 10 minutes just to get some fresh air. I was like, wow, it's a lot warmer than Connecticut out here. That was about it.
Yeah, and it takes place right before CES. So you fly into Vegas early, you go to New Media Expo, and then you go to CES and see what all the new gadgets are. So it's a really fun weekend, and I think we'll be doing the International Academy of Web Television Awards that same weekend. So it should be just a real fun time for web video and YouTube folks.
You know what's great about this, too, and I went last year for the first time, is that you meet a lot of people that are in different niches. So, you know, we met Lou Mangello. Well, you knew him before, but I met Lou Mangello for the first time there, and I never knew that you could do what Lou does, which is turn a love of Disney World into a career. And there's so many people there that, both presenters and attendees, who have done that, who are just in these really interesting niches, really, you know, just going for every bit of it that they can and building some really awesome platforms, you know, not just video either. There's a lot of bloggers, like you said, and podcasters too, who are just doing some really cool stuff, and you get some great ideas from just from hanging around there for a couple days. And what's also neat is that a lot of the big name stars are there too, and they do spend some time mingling around. I got to meet Leo Laporte and Guy Kawasaki and you know, all sorts of great people. So it was really really valuable, and I got a lot out of it, and I'm going to be looking forward to being a part of New Media Expo again this year. I'm going to book my flight this week and may drag a few other folks with me too. So So that is pretty exciting stuff. So this is a kind of a short show this week, Tim, but you know, every once in a while you need a short one, right?
That's right. It might be a good traffic day, so you know, you get to work early and you don't have to miss the end of the podcast.
That's right. Monday is going to be a great traffic day for you, and we'll be back again. We'll probably get some more guests on in the coming weeks who are doing some cool stuff, and in the meantime, you can check out our back catalog at behindthevideo.com. You can also find us on Stitcher and on iTunes, so check out our episodes there. This is number 68, so we've been at this for a while. We've got some really neat guests that we've had on over the span of time there, so if you're interested in trying to learn more and you can't make it to New Media Expo, some of our guests might be able to give you some good insight. And I'll be back in my normal basement environs next week when my wife is back from she went for a weekend away with her sisters, so I've been taking care of the baby, and so far it's so good. The baby's still relatively happy. So we'll see if that can continue there. So that will do it for this edition of Behind the Video. We are a wrap.
Stories for this episode were compiled by producer Jason Perrier. Follow him on Twitter at JASONPERRIER. Behind the Video is a production of Ape Digital Incorporated and the Independent Media Network, LLC. All rights reserved.